So let's be quiet and we begin our prayers, which are on the sheet that you would have had it by email this morning or in the comments column today. In this moment we are gathered, welcoming love's return. Our hearts are lifted, we open our eyes, we welcome love. The tomb is empty, the stone is laid back. The womb is full, the stones cry out for joy. Risen One, stand among us, speak your words of peace, release us from our fears, heal us from our wounds. Forgive our betrayals, our denials of your love, that we may participate in your just living. Holy Dancer, you soar from the grave with cosmic rhythm, wiping earth's tears in heralding the dawn. Hold our hands in the dance of justice. Weave our steps into spirals of freedom. As storytellers, we shape your unfolding story. As passionate people, we share your passion for justice. As bearers of God, we embody your life in the world. Humble us to listen to forgotten stories. Empower us with boldness when we are afraid. Resource us for the birthing of liberation. We come to our scripture that today is from Jeremiah chapter 23. We are following the church's lectionary through these midday prayers, and so none of the readings have been chosen by Johnny or I for specific days, and yet somehow they seem to speak into our situation. And I think Johnny has mentioned in the past that it would be good to unpack some of these if this was a Sunday service and we might be preaching on a passage, but we have to just let these lie today and for you to think about what they may be saying to you. And I think today's is a good example of that. So Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 to 8. What sorrow awaits the leaders of my people, the shepherds of my sheep, for they have destroyed and scattered the very ones they were expected to care for, says the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to these shepherds. Instead of caring for my flock and leading them to safety, you have deserted them and driven them to destruction. Now I will pour out judgment on you for the evil you have done to them. But I will gather together the remnant of my flock from the countries where I have driven them. I will bring them back to their own sheepfold, and they will be fruitful and increase in number. Then I will appoint responsible shepherds who will care for them, and they will never be afraid again. Not a single one will be lost or missing. I, the Lord, have spoken. For the time is coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous descendant from King David's line. He will be a king who rules with wisdom. He will do what is just and right throughout the land. And this will be his name. The Lord is our righteousness. In that day, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. In that day, says the Lord, when people are taking an oath, they will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives who rescued the people of Israel from the land of Egypt. Instead, they will say, as surely as the Lord lives who brought the people of Israel back to their own land from the land of the north and from all the countries to which he had exiled them, then they will live in their own land. This is the word of the Lord, and we thank God for it. And so we come to our prayers. Let us pray. Now, God, we pray for those whose names we've mentioned already. We pray for Tracy's sister. We pray for Julie. We pray for Mike and Michelle, Finley and Harry. We pray for others who are finding it really difficult to balance the demands of childcare and bosses who perhaps are uncaring or failing to understand what it is like for those who are working from home, for those who have been furloughed, for those whose jobs seem to be at risk. We pray for those who are receiving treatment for unrelated conditions. We think of Mike in hospital at the moment, and we pray for him and Julia. We pray for the Owen family. We pray for others who are awaiting results of tests, scans, etc. We pray for our daycare members. We recognize that even in the best of times, they are often very isolated and rely on daycare and other such events to sustain them through the week. And when many of these things are now taken away, they will feel particularly isolated. And so we pray for them this day. We particularly hold before you Phyllis, one of our faithful helpers who herself is in need of care at this time. And we remember her and pray for her. And we pray for those who mourn. We think of Scott and Archie, who will be remembering mother and grandmother this afternoon. We thank you for Linda's life. We thank you for her faithfulness in you. We pray for others who have been to funeral services for loved ones, have to sit alone and then go home alone. Pray for funeral directors unable to social distance. Pray for crematorium staff making sure that things are as clean as possible. We pray for those in the local authorities who are dealing with things as they are at the moment and waiting to find out how they must respond in the future. And we think of schools, churches, businesses who are wanting to get back, but also aware that things must be done so that everybody is as safe as possible. We particularly think of businesses that are wondering whether they will be able to come out the other side of all of this. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who cares for your people. And we pray for our people and all people at this time. And we pray that you will bless them in ways that at the moment are hard to imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you. Why are you frightened? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. Touch me and see." And the peace of the Lord be with you all, wherever you are, whenever you're listening. Gather around this resurrection table where all are welcomed and the good earth is affirmed. From her generosity, we bring these gifts of bread and wine. Here are witnesses to hope. We participate in Christ's liberation. The Bible tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." We are still in your presence. You are still with us. In Christ, you accompany us, embodied among us, sharing our birthing, our living, our dying, sharing our dreams of hope and liberation, offering us new life and the shattering of the tomb. In Christ, you appear as the host at the ebbing and flowing of our lives. You beckon us to share your hospitality, your challenge of love. In Christ, you sit as the guest at the table of the stranger. You bless us with your presence, your awakening of love. In Christ, you stand among us as a host and guest at the heart of our community. You share with us your vulnerability, your unwrapping of love. As hosts with Christ, we bless this bread. And as guests with Christ, we pour this wine. As welcomed strangers united in Christ's life, death, and embodied liberation, we hear the words of promise. "This is my body given for you. Take and eat to remember me." This cup is poured out. This is the new covenant in my blood. Take and drink to remember me. In this action of justice making, we recall broken minds and bodies and blood shed through the lust for power and nature's turn of hand. Restore and heal all that is wounded. Be present in the stillness of waiting. Roll back the stone of prejudice and fear. Release the signs of spring. We gently break this bread of fragile life. Our breaking down becomes our breaking through. As we eat this living bread and drink the new wine of resurrection, let us celebrate the cosmic Christ, our liberator and sustainer. With divine tenderness, you remake us. By transforming pain, you heal us. Your passionate energy empowers us. And so we bless ourselves. God, source of our life, bless with boldness, caress with care. Christ, wisdom of God, bless with boldness, caress with care. Spirit, midwife of new beginnings, bless with boldness, caress with care. Amen.